Okay, we are at Tezvah, but if you look back at your Daled, there's a footnote. It's almost like a story of a comedy of errors, except that it's very common. He expresses how one person speaking Rechilus once could cause a chain of events that really brings about a catastrophe, at least in the eyes of Halacha. You see that? The Haggah under your Dalid. You have a Haggah there, right? So just to read through it, he says, V'da'at etzal halchei Rachel, motzi ma'id lav zeh. People who speak about Rechilus again, when someone says that someone else spoke ill of you, someone tells somebody what someone else said. So he says, Mashakarim b'loshen Ashkenaz oisfirin. This is Yiddish, a Yiddish lesson for today. Oisfirin. Oisfirin means you see something through to the end. So listen to his example. Az belochazeh b'loshen kaidish. Let me explain this to you. In case you don't understand Yiddish, let me explain to you in loshen kaidish. This midah of oisfirin, how it brings to a whole cascade of lavin. Who? This is how it starts. You have to get Reuven, Shimon, and Levi straight, or else you're going to get confused. Sipa loy Reuven leShimon. And Reuven is a talker here. Reuven said to Shimon, Levi dibor alech lefanai kach v'kach. Okay, so Reuven tells Shimon, Levi said awful things about you. V'tekif over Reuven b'zeh alav d'leseach rachel b'amecha v'shalav v'esen. And immediately, Reuven is over on leseach rachel. Because Reuven should not be saying anything to Shimon. Now, if it would end there, it wouldn't be so bad. Shimon Mamin Lidvarov. Now Shimon believes him. So who ever alav the leisisa shemashav shalam vesin canal. So baby mekabel rechilus. He's over his averus. Now that's not the end of the story. Akakach kishepegeh Shimon b'Levi. Now Levi said bad things about Shimon. So when Shimon meets Levi, who maschal lecharfoy levazoisai, he says, "You nasty guy! Look what you did about you said about me." The love we learned yesterday, saying words that cause pain. Because Shimon accepted Lashon Hara about Levi, he thinks that Levi, see this whole comedy of errors, Shimon assumes that Levi told Reuven Lashon Hara, and Shimon accepted Lashon Hara and believing it, so now he starts screaming at Levi. So he's allowed to cause him pain. Yeah, Levi, he made a mishtah. Levi is astounded. Why are you saying this about me? So Shimon says, you think I don't know what you said about me? So now Shimon tells Levi, and Reuven said rechilas about him. So Shimon tells Levi that Reuven told me the nasty things that you said about me. Say, Vahu, Dom Kane, Allah Selech Rachel. A scorecard, you gotta keep track, but it's not over yet. Umataritzis Devarov. So Levi says, nah, Sheker Anabi, it's a lie. Reuven Lefadecha, Chinam Charaftani. So I never said it. So what does Shimon do? When Levi says it, he never said it. He goes back to Reuven. Akam Shabeya Shimon Beruven. He's got to isfear the whole thing. So he goes back to Reuven, if he wants to figure it all out. Because you lied to me, you caused me to insult Levi for no reason. He says it never happened. It's not over yet. So now Reuven tells Shimon, what are you talking about? He never said it. Lechimi, you come with me. Betirish, and the Ime Elu Dvarim Bafan of Mamish. Levi did say it to me. Come with me to Levi, and you'll see, I'll say it to his face. So if somebody wants to do Averis, God makes it available to him. Lechimi, Pegev, Levi. So now you have all three of these characters. Ba'imalai, Shimon Leruvain. So Shimon, who's the middleman here, says to Ruvain, Amar Bafan of, tell him what you said. And Reuven in Bida of Azus in a strong way says, So now, Ruvain's telling Levi in front of Shimon, you said Lashon Hara about Shimon. It's true. So what does Levi do? Levi's not going to stop. Take him his labi p'nei Levi. Levi's face turns white. Ruvain gamkin alav loisisal of chait. On the lava of Malvin p'nei chaveri. For Levi meshiv. Emes dibarti. I said those words. Not the niggin that you're saying it. You know, I didn't say he's a fresser. I said, you know, he likes to eat. He has good taste. Many things have different meanings depending on how they're said. So Shimon Meishim. Ata, if in Tachish, Elof Palmim Layaminecha. Achri Sha'amar had Dvarim Befanecha. So now, he tells Levi, now I believe Reuven what he said about you. It's not a believer. Because you're coming to because you want to isfirin. Look what happens. A whole list of unfortunate events. Ilu haya Reuven zahaylach b'dach Hashem haylay lishdaik lekabelatz meichshadish shoshimin chashdu leshakrim binyan Levi v'lay leilachim shimin eitz Levi v'laysav avayne salavayne harishin derechilas Hashem yishmenu midah kuras. So you got to stop while you're ahead. So that's that. So what do you do?
Who got the most points?
Yeah, the fellow who didn't do anything. I mean, there's a bunch of Lifteivers here too, he didn't go into that. What do you do if someone, if you find out that someone told someone that you're Mecharefim? If someone tells you, if you know that Reuven told Shimon that you said something bad about Shimon, you now tell Shimon I didn't do that? It's a little hard to know what to do.
You can say I didn't say it.
You could, I don't know. Should be able to say it and say it. Like he's saying Lashon Hara, he's saying what the other person said that I said is not true.
Because he doesn't say it's not true. I never said any such thing.
He's saying it's not true.
What?
That means it's not true. No, but he's saying it's not true. What Reuven said I said is not true. So he's saying Lashon Hara about Reuven.
Say something about me is not true. Something like that.
That's what he said, but Reuven said it's not true.
But that's the case, Reuven.
Says that it's not, I never said such a thing about you. That's the
Toa.
He's trying
to. See, but then the other guy's gonna go back to him and say, he said you never said it. He's a woman, I never said it. The whole series.
I think the one that said it, the one who's lying is the one
He bears the responsibility for all things.
He didn't say it.
He really did.
He says, listen, I don't know what Reuven told you, but I'm telling you that I didn't say it. How can you not be spied like that?
I understand, but it seems it's going to set off this whole avalanche of tragedies.
No,
Shtika Kaidon, he's not asking me. I'm aware that someone told someone something. Someone told somebody I don't like him, and that's why I don't want to give him a job. I don't like him, so I'm not giving him a job. Someone told someone else, I don't like him, that's why I'm not giving him a job. So I want to tell him, it's not to not liking you. It's for a different reason. My cousin is first.
I don't know if you remember years ago, at Michael Schultz dinner, someone told me that all the number of other people that I had said something about the catering that he's not using, and I had supposedly said, don't go to the dinner if your Schultz not using it. I don't know who said it. But I have felt obligated to defend myself.
I understand that.
I never said such a thing. And I never
so I guess you should say it's a mistake. I never said it. You say it that way. It's a mistake. I never said that. I agree with you. It's normal to defend yourself. It's just, at least in his seor, Levi was lying. He said, I never said it. He really said it, just not that way. And maybe, I don't know. It's a tough one. What about a blog? You have a Lashon Hara if you put something on the internet? You put something on the internet, is that Lashon Hara? It's the worst. But is it technically Lashon Hara? You didn't say it to anybody, you just posted it. You can murder somebody.
Yeah.
Is it Lashon Hara without speaking? If you put something, there's something called the internet, if you're familiar. There's a device by which a person can access all kinds of avarice at the tip of his finger at any hour, 24 hours a day. So the question is if that's technically Lashon Hara.
Instant
Gehenna.
What about if you read it?
Reading it?
Yeah, read it.
I marked off the Chafetz Chaim later in Klal Aleph Ois Ches. He does not mention the internet. But he says, "Isazeh shaloshen hara, ubeinu mesaper alav bepiv mamish." So if you say it verbally, "Aishu kaisim alav davazeh bemichtavai," or he writes a note about it. So what's the source for that? Very interesting. You bring the Gemara in Sanhedrin. It says in Sanhedrin, when you have a bezdin, two people have a sichsuch, and a bezdin of three decides. So two say Reuven's guilty, one says Shimon is guilty, and they pass in two against one. Why do you write in the Psak? So the Gemara says, do you write these two Dayanim voted for him, and this one voted for him? It's Lashon Hara. Right? Because this person is going to be angry at that person, and that person is going to be angry at this person. So what do you do? Just write a Psak and all three sign? The Gemara says, it's Sheker. So the Gemara says, you say, from this Bezdin came out the following Psak. So that way it's true, and nobody knows who voted for whom. And the Gemara says that a Dayan shouldn't tell the one who lost it entire, you know, I was on your side, but I was outvoted, what should I do? It's hard to say that. Don't say it, the Gemara says it's Lashon Hara. So there it's Bichsav, because their Bezdin's giving out a written Psak. And nevertheless, the Gemara says that a person, even Belushin, even in such a way, is not allowed to do it. So that's the ones who say, yeah, but the one who they're going to write that this one Dayan voted for Reuven. So that's Lashon Hara to Shimon. Shimon says, I'm right. And Reuven's, and this Dayan said Reuven was right.
But as a Dayan, he made what he considered to be...
I defend him, but there's no reason to tell it to the person. You have to give the psak, so you don't have to say who the minority opinion is. Today the Supreme Court issues a minority opinion. Why did they issue a minority opinion anyway? For what reason? Minority opinion is not the law of the land. But for what? For what purpose?
Because Mr.
Lomdis of the Senate of the Supreme Court. Yeah. What are you saying, Judge Rachelsman? Judge, well, why do they give out the minority opinions of the Supreme Court? It's not the law of the land anyway. Who cares? Who cares what the minority holds? They want to show how smart they are. But he is a mitzvah to learn, and it's all Torah. But why does the Supreme Court do it?
That's what I said.
The lumdis of the minority opinion. But what do you do with the svaras? No mitzvah to learn them. But there's no mitzvah to learn them, to learn the law of the land. It's just you have to know the law.
By them there is. It's precedent.
The precedent of the minority opinion? How can minority opinion be? You're going to cite the minority opinion? Really? What about the Supreme Court itself? What about the Supreme Court? Why does the Supreme Court give out a minority opinion? Okay. For the lumdis. If I want to bring a proof to my side, I wouldn't quote the minority opinion. Because the other side will just say, yeah, that's a minority opinion. You already voted against it.
This is one, you call it a minority opinion.
It's
dissenting opinion. Yeah. It's a minority opinion. It's
I mean, of course,
they don't agree.
Okay.
Do you have to worry that
the Chafetz Chaim? What?
Do you have to worry that a bias is going to feel bad when you tell everybody?
Halacha is like Rava.
It is.
I don't think so. You have to pass him. What are you going to do? You have to give him psak. You have to mention Abaya. See, but here it's Torah. In Torah, it's a mitzvah to learn. Even a halacha that we don't pass him like. It's all Torah.
They're really saying what their principles are.
But who cares what their principles are? It's not the law of the land. The law of the land is the majority. Okay. The Chafetz Chaim brings a raya that Lashon Hara beremez is aser. We talked about that. We spoke about that. The the raya that Balashin Remez it's Asr, he brings interesting Gemara. The Gemara says in Brachis that at a wedding they would ask a chassan, matzah imaitza. This woman you're marrying, does it fit the pasik matzah isha matzah tai? Or does it find the pasik, maitza aniyas isha asher, asher?
Marmimavs.
Marmimavs. It was isha asher hafti, asher matzasi, marmimavs. Matzasi. Yeah, the other one. Maitza is isha marmimavs. Okay. Maitza is isha. There's the matzah imaitza. So why isn't it Lashon Hara? The person says Maitza. It's Remez. He just said Maitza. At the wedding, as the Gemara says, I think so. Bebrachas Mamar Rava Ki Nasiv Inish Itza. When a man married a woman, Amaleihachi Matzai Maitza.
It's probably after the marriage.
Ki Nasiv Inish Itza. All right. Or maybe at the wedding. Hopefully, he would eat some matza. I once saw Shem Rabbi Kivega. It's not his style. Kivega said, why is it a minig that when the chassan cuts his big challah, everyone grabs from that challah? Why? He says, because when you ask the chassan matzah, matzah, I mitzah. So when there's bread, we chapavek the mitzah, the mitzi. We chapavek the mitzi, she'll be left with the matzah. So, we must see, she must have the Chavetz Chaim is bothered by this. Well, why? That's Lashon Hara. He says mitzi, that it's Lashon Hara. He's telling everyone what she's like. So listen to his tarot. Huh? I would have answered at the wedding, you know, he'll answer type. No. He says, Nuchal loimer b'pshitas, I'll tell you a push of the tarot. Regilasu, the isha rosh, Nuchal loimer lashi marmi mavis. A woman who, about whom we can say she's marmi mavis. Nispar sein bevadai mikfar in yoneha ba'ape plus, lepachus. Everyone knows already. Ken abashim, misapar akach in yorosa. Such a strange tarot. I don't know. It's not quoting Chavis Yair.
So
it's not Lashon Hara. It's just at the wedding. It's like everybody, you know, you don't like it either. Okay. So it's, I don't know. I would think that at the wedding he's going to say matzah, and that's why you don't ask later. That's why. They said, Gedalia Shor used to, when a chassan came back to yeshiva after Sheva Brachas, he used to say, Vos mach de shalom bayis. Usually, he'd say, Baruch Hashem. He said, now I'm comfortable to ask. You know, right after Sheva Brachas week. Now I'm comfortable to ask. Right, anyway, this is the issue, and you gotta be careful on the internet. Once you post something, you can't pull it back. Terrible. This story, I don't know if I could say it. You know, my wife says I should say it Shabbos Shuvah, but I can't say it because it's real people. I tell the story. Ma'aseh Shehayah, it happened within a year. Somebody was squabbling with his wife. He was going through a tough in their marriage. And his wife once got fed up with him. She said, I have to air out. I'm going to my friend. She left the house. So he felt bad. He really felt bad. So one of the things she complained about is he doesn't take care of things in the house. So he went, one of the things was, I think it was the garage door locks were always jamming. So he called the locksmith. He said, you gotta come down, you gotta fix it for me right away. The guy came and fixed it. So he texted her, just fixed locks. Just changed locks. Just changed locks. It's really happened. And then, another thing was she didn't like the couch in the house. So he went, he had some people carry the couch out in front of the house. He took a picture of the couch at the curb with the house in the background. And he texted her, he text pictures? I don't know how it works. Yeah, yeah. So he texted her the picture. So she gets, just changed locks, like he's locking me out of the house. And now he's showing me the couches outside. She got very upset. She said that he wants to get divorced. And she forwarded both these messages to her married kids, and to her single kids, to her whole family. She forwarded, your father wants to divorce me, look what he just said to me. And he didn't know what hit him. You know, he was trying to make amends. This is an emissa maisa. Who called me? The kids. They called me up. They got to do something. No? Isn't texting wonderful? It's a great story, and it happened. But I don't know what to say it in front of people who know the people. I can't do it. I think anybody here knows them. But let's learn Tezvav. V'muyasaim ayamana. If the person he's saying Lashon Hara about is an orphan or a widow, Afilu hei mashirin. Even though wealthy people, it doesn't mean they're necessarily poor. V'siper genusan b'fneihem. It's interesting. He says b'fneihem. You say they're genus in front of them. Oiver oid alav acher. Then you have an additional lav who kol amon aviyasim loisa anun. He talked before about einas devarim, causing pain with words. If you're doing it to an amon and a yasim, you have another lav. She's here with Torah Bezeh. Shaloi lahak nitan, oi lahak ev libam, mishum minsar. Now let it cause them pain any which way. V'einish beforish b'toyra, v'chara apti, v'arakti eschem. One of my memories is, in Tarvadas, we occasionally printed a Havasifta journal where the boys gave in chidushim. And it's basically Medrash boys. There was one high school boy one year who gave in a chiddush, and he was a yasim. His chiddush was, I think, a kesef mishnah. You know, like he has some kashes, and he brought the kesef mishnah's teretz. It wasn't much of a chiddush, but the rebbe was in charge. He said, "I can't start with a yasim." So he told the boy, "Someone will help you work it out to word it better." He got someone in Bismedrish to help him and make a shtickle Torah out of it. You know, just so that he didn't want to cause pain to a yasim. So this is a separate lav. Now, question is, how old is a yasim? So I remember many years ago, there was a Temani Jew who came from Eretz Yisrael to raise money. He said, "Begavarna yasim." His father died. The man had gray hair. He was staying by Erech Miel Brad. He ran correcting "Begavarna yasim." So everyone was talking about it. How old is a yasim? So at the time I looked into it, I forgot where I found it. It was in the Rambam Beferish. A yasim is anybody who soimech al aviv, who relies on his father for support, and the father dies. And this fellow was relying on his father for support, and his father died. So we, I don't know how it works. We gave him a qualification as a yasim. Now, what's interesting here is that the Be'er Mayim Chayim brings towards the end of Tezvav Shitas Rashi. Parshas Rishpatim, duwa din b'chol odom shu umlal ish gam kein lav ze. Rashi Sheet is lav davka yosav almana, diber b'haiva. Anybody who's going through an unfortunate circumstance, someone's going through a hard times, whatever it might be, an illness or a parnasa crisis, anybody who's in a crisis, a person who causes him pain through words, is also over on yosav almana leisainun. I was wondering if that's a contradiction. Chafetz Chaim said, "A yasim and almana, even if they're wealthy, you're still over." What does it mean? Even if they're wealthy, you know, it seems to be even if they don't have a pain. A special pain, okay. Special pain of a yasim. What? Right. He's saying this is sort of a piggybacking on a nostavar, to anybody. And there's another passage, which applies to a yasim almana.